a former city official, once seen as a rising star of the Chinese Communist Party, has died in a prison in northeast China. Authorities say he committed suicide, but his family says he was murdered. Chinese media, and especially websites, are buzzing with news of the death of Zhu Shangwen. Zhu was vice mayor of the city of Harbin until his arrest on corruption charges in 1997. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Harbin is a major industrial city situated in the far northeast of China, in what used to be called Manchuria. It's a region renowned for the coldness of its winters, the toughness of its people, and the corruption of its politics. It was here that Zhu Shengwen grew up when Chairman Mao still ruled China. His family says he was a young idealist. His wife, Fan Zhen, a wiry woman in her 50s with a crooked front tooth, says Zhu wanted to serve the people of Harbin and the people of China.
My husband was a very honest person. He never did anything out of personal interest. We lived in a tiny apartment right until the time of his arrest.
That's unusual in a country where being an official is more often than not the ticket to prosperity. Observers in Harbin say Zhu's honesty and hard work marked him out for a fast rise through the party ranks, and he became one of China's youngest ever vice mayors in the early 1990s. But his wife says in the mid-90s, Zhu stumbled upon a huge corruption scandal in Harbin, implicating several of his senior Communist Party colleagues. Though he had not yet blown the whistle, Zhu's wife says his colleagues feared he would, and one man in particular maneuvered to have Zhu Shengwen arrested. She says he was brutally tortured in detention and then sentenced to life in prison, which was reduced to 17 years. She herself was detained for 2 years without trial and without even having a charge made against her. Then, on December 29th last year, just hours after Fan Zhen had seen her husband looking well and behaving normally on a jail visit, she got a call saying he'd jumped out of a third-floor window. She rushed over to the prison. Trying to hold back her sobs, Fan Zhen says they showed her her husband's body that day. He was still wearing his prisoner's clothes, she says, with dust all over his face, his feet bare. Fan Zhen believes her husband was murdered because there was a good chance he was about to be released on medical parole and could have exposed the corruption within the Harbin government. Contacted by NPR, the official Fan Zhen named as the one behind the framing of her husband categorically denied having anything to do with Zhu's death. Wang Jianmin is a reporter for the Hong Kong magazine Asia Weekly. He interviewed Zhu Shengwen secretly on a visit to the prison last year and heard about the possibility of Zhu's release. Wang doubts Zhu's death was suicide.
At first, when I heard the news, I was shocked because, you know, I interviewed Zhu Shengwen in early November and we talked about his future. And it seems to me that Zhu is... It's quite hopeful for the future, and he's looking forward to a new life.
Now, Zhu's wife, Fan Zhen, is doing everything to try to learn what happened to her husband, to try to clear his name, and to find some hope in her grief.
We sincerely hope that my husband's blood can awaken the conscience of the people and can help to push forward reform of the legal system. We want the abolition of torture and detention and the respect of people's rights in every area.
Reporter Wang Jianmin is not hopeful. He admits China is changing in some ways, but he says power is still controlled by the party, and he doubts that will change anytime soon. There'll never be an independent inquiry into this case, he says, because too many important people are implicated. And the fact that a senior official like Zhu Shengwen could be arrested, tortured, and perhaps even murdered in this way does not say much for the kind of justice ordinary Chinese can expect.
Even though Zhu Shengwen was a senior vice mayor of Harbin, he could not escape a torture like this. How could the ordinary Chinese people? It might happen every day. It might happen everywhere in China. Almost every city. You can easily find a case like this.
Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Harbin, northeastern China.